Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We always get all kinds of random questions and emails from listeners, and this one I thought would be appropriate to help out. It says, Jen, the Burt Show often does the idiot's guide to different things. What about an idiot's guide to turning 21? This guy says, I'll be turning 21 in September, and I would love to hear the advice from people on how to do it right. He says, I'm currently in graduate school instead of undergrad, so he thinks he's not surrounded by the right environment to see what others do, what bars they go to, you know, what should he do? What should he do to be prepared to turn 21?
And you guys know what these idiot's guides are, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, you know, just the basic things that you need to know, whatever category there is. I mean, we have all the rest of them posted. We've done to tailgating in the South. We've done,
Going on a first date.
So it's just the basics, you know, bullet point basics that you need to know. And when you're turning 21, these are the must. No, that's not even a word.
And she's out 9:30.
She's already exhausted from the walk.
I'm going to start walking. See you later.
These are the things you must know.
Yeah.
To know.
If we were putting together a list of rules for somebody that you know that is turning 21 this weekend, what are the absolutes, okay? Mm-hmm. I think there are a different set of rules for, like, guys than there are women. Like, And the set of rules for guys is that there are no rules. Like,
I would say one of them is eat dinner. Like, you need to make sure
there's a base.
Yes. A base of food before you
start
go
with
out.
That.
How could you not come up with that one? Because Bert's an expert in the bases. He's like, all right, it's pasta night, people. Let's go get some pasta and there's plenty of bread. Pasta. Skip the salad. Skip the meat.
But that knowledge came at 30, not at 21, man. My base was vodka. And I started drinking tequila, but I had the base of vodka in there, so it was going
to
be okay.
Now, I'm assuming, of course, it is the idiot's guide to turning 21, but, you know, drink. Like, I mean, the thing is, we haven't even said that, but, I mean, turning 21, the thing is, you get to drink legally.
So. I got one. Stay away from sugary drinks.
Okay,
that's, like, it doesn't matter if you're 21, 24, 28, the more sugar you drink, the more hungover you're going to be the next day. So stay away from those fruity, freaking girly umbrella drinks because those things are going to hurt. They're hurting.
I think you have to do some of the traditional things that might get forgotten. Like, I think on your 21st birthday, you have to go to a liquor store and insist that they see your ID and buy
yes.
something. Because the first time I could legally buy a drink, I went, and I don't know if it was a six-pack or a bottle or whatever it was, and I went in there, and I didn't get carded. I'm like, you want to see my ID? He's like, no, you're good.
Remember we did that with intern Emily? It was her 21st
birthday.
Or the
drinking.
No, it was drinking. She went in to get a drink, and her ID said her birthday was that day. That's why we sent her out. And he's like, what time were you born or something like that? And she's like, I don't know what time I'm born. Look at the day on the thing. And he wouldn't give her any alcohol. All right, so the idiot's guide to turning 21, what are the absolute rules, okay? If your best friend was turning 21, what kind of advice, what kind of rules do you absolutely have to follow on that night? Hey, Karen, you're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Hey, one of my best friends turned 21 August 3rd, and my number one rule for her was don't mix colors.
Don't mix colors.
Like, yes, and she broke that rule and was hugging the toilet all night.
Well, you almost have to hug the toilet all night on your 21st birthday.
We actually had a rule. I mean, it was a dangerous, dangerous rule that there was a group of five or six of us that still know each other really, really well, but they're still living in San Diego, that on your 21st birthday, the night's not over until the guy that's 21 yaks. And some held out longer than others, that's for sure. But, yeah, it was just kind of a rite of passage.
Yeah.
When the tile on the bathroom floor feels so good against your face because you have the heat and I know.
Good morning, Brian. You're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, sir. Idiot's guide to turning 21.
You gotta have a designated driver. Yeah. Someone that turned 21 cannot end their life that early.
Very good. Yeah, be
very
responsible
good.
About
transportation.
It.
Get a limo. Yeah. Make sure you got cab money. Whatever you got to do.
You know, statistics are showing now also, I just read this, that the chances are pretty good that the designated driver in most cases isn't sober either. Mm. He or she is more sober than the rest in the group, but by no means, unless you're not drinking, are you sober. So There's some stats to look out for also. And I've been guilty of that, too. You know, like, I'm going to be the one that's not going to drink tonight. Well, I'm drinking, just not as much as anybody else. And I'm still probably legally drunk, you know?
Spend a few bucks, too, and call it toxic transportation or whatever mm-hmm. and get, you know, get one of their big limos or their Hummers or their buses or, you know, pay the money for a cab. Because when you think about it, wherever you are in Atlanta, a $50 cab ride is going to get you home. And that's a lot cheaper than having to deal with.
And it's worth the effort to go get the car the next day. Don't let that talk you out of it.
Again, my short-term memory is so bad. What's the name of that company that will provide a ride for
Safe
you?
Safe Ride.
Safe Ride. Where do you find more information out about them?
Online. Just Google it. Safe Ride Plus Atlanta.
And what do they do?
They will come and pick you up, and usually in two spots. I know they do this in Smyrna, where I'm from. They will come and bring two people, and one person will take you home, and the other person will take your car home as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you need to, they'll just take you home, and it's practically free. They just do it out of a good service, but they want tips, which is totally understandable.
I think it's a fantastic service because, unfortunately, it's a stupid argument for people to say, well, the reason I drove drunk was because I didn't want to leave my car.
What a hassle
the next morning,
right?
Such crap.
Good morning, Tracy. You're on the Burt Show on All the Hits Q100. We're putting together the Idiot's Guide to Turning 21.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In addition to all that you have said, because I agree with all of them, especially the designated driver, a glass of water for every drink or every shot that you have. You'll be good to go the next day.
Is that somebody who's 28 or 32?
Exactly.
No, we're talking about 21.
I did the 21 deal quite a while ago, but that is definitely important, and I promise it works.
Now, we could pass on that wisdom to you if you're 21, but that generally is the way a 28-year-old thinks.
Do we add it to the Idiot's Guide?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good suggestion. It's probably not
good to do it, but it'll work for you.
What do you think?
I don't think it goes on.
I don't think it goes
on.
We're
talking about turning 21.
I appreciate. It is a great philosophy, but not for a 21-year-old.
I have one. Don't start too early. Like, don't have it, you know, don't start the party, like, too early so that by 7 p.m. you're sound asleep.
Right, you're starting at 2 in the afternoon like, and by
that's
7.
That's a good one.
Don't start too early?
I think you should start about 9 or 10.
Yeah, don't start too early. Like, don't let your friends talk you into, hey, you're 21. And I don't really know if I believe in the birthday celebrations that start right at midnight because that just kills you for the next day of partying is.
Phil Tarana?
If you can schedule to have the next day off of work, do that because I made the mistake after my 21st birthday. My brothers took me out.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't get in until about 3 in the morning. And I had to go to work the day after my 21st birthday. Worst shift I've ever had in my entire life.
That's great. That's a good one. That's got to go on there. Good morning, Jeremiah. You're on All the Hits Q100 and The Burt Show.
I totally agree with Phil, but two other things. If someone buys you a shot, make sure they do a shot with you because too many people just come up and buy you a shot and just say, do it.
That's true. So, I mean, if you're going to go down, you take down the whole ship with you.
Exactly. And then have a friend. When I turned 21, my fraternity brothers, I had one fraternity brother. I was like, you're my watchdog. And every so often he'd be like, yeah, I got him a gin and tonic. And it was just 7-Up and a lime. And that was a big help.
Okay.
That's good. So have a watchdog. I like that. Now, I want to know if there's a bar in Atlanta that's, like, typically really, really strict to get into. Because when I turned 21 in Tallahassee, when I was at Florida State, there was typically this bar that was just 21 and up, and it was hard on IDs. There was no way you were getting in there with a fake ID. It was called Bullwinkle's. So it was, like, on your 21st, you had to go to Bullwinkle's because you had to be really 21 with your real ID to get in there. I wonder if there's a bar like that in Atlanta.
All right, we'll try to find that also. And, like, are there typically better bars around town that are better if you're turning 21 than others?
Moondogs.
Moondogs would be one. Absolutely.
I would think.
So 404-741-1005. Chris, the Idiot's Guide to Turning 21.
I say you got to make sure that you don't try to hook up with anybody on your 21st birthday because you're going to be way too drunk and just going to embarrass yourself for the most part.
I disagree.
I can't put that on the Idiot's Guide.
I disagree. I think you got to try.
You're 21.
That is a night where you just make stories. And if you make an ass out of yourself, then so be it.
Yeah, I'm a pro golfer.
You think by not hooking up with someone is going to not make you an idiot that night?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
I can't put that one. In fact, I say go ahead and hook up with as many people as you can that night. Good morning, Karen, the Idiot's Guide to Turning 21.
Yeah, if you're, you got to carry a piece of paper with you, and after every drink or shot, you sign your name.
Why?
I did this on my 21st birthday. Just so you can see how your signature gets worse and worse and worse.
That is great. Okay, that goes on there. Good
That's
suggestion.
Classic.
I would have one for the girls turning 21 is not to wear a skirt. Because at some point you're going to be on your hands and knees
yes.
that night throwing up, and you don't want to be in a skirt or a mini skirt that's riding up your hips. Or yes. you just don't want to be flashing the world when you fall over or whatever. Just like wear pants or jeans or something where if you fall over or you're throwing up on the ground, you're not in a mini skirt.
Very good. Richard, you are on the Burt Show on All the Hits Q100.
All right, going tonight expecting it to be the worst night of your life, not the best.
That's a great suggestion right there, man.
Going
that
to
really
expecting
is.
It to be the worst?
Yeah, because like turning 21 is almost like an adult prom, you know? Like you're building up and building up and building up, and in a lot of cases, the night can't meet that expectation.
Right.
So, and this is a good life lesson, too. Go into life with a really low bar, and you'll never be disappointed.
I mean, yeah, you know, you drink so much that you just forget what you're doing. You forget where you're at. You forget your name at some points in the night.
Right.
So, I mean, you're going to wake up the next day and not even remember what you did. So, you know, and you're going to throw up so many times that you really, really will have no idea. And you'll just be in so much pain that you'll wake up and say, what did I do to myself? That was the worst night of my life.
Although, I don't know. I can't remember. Like, I don't remember being hungover too many times at 21 because you could just drink so freaking much
yeah.
and then do it again the next day. And
the hangovers were different. Like, you would wake up with, like, a headache, then you go back to bed and it's gone. Like, remember the hangovers that lasted?
They didn't last long.
That lasted
then.
Just the morning?
Yeah.
Like, by
the time you had lunch, you were fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it again.
By 2, you were ready to go.
Yeah, that doesn't last for sure.
And there was a time, like, at 21, man, boot and rally, man. You throw up, you could go back and start drinking again.
Oh.
Boot and rally, baby.
I've never been one of those.
Those days are over.
Remember the days where you could look at puke on your shirt and go, ah, it's dark in here. Nobody will notice
see
that. How about this? What about line up your reinforcements before you leave? So, like, very accessible as soon as you walk in the door of your apartment. There's the aspirin. There's, like, a full glass of water.
Bucket.
Whatever your hangover, old wives' tale.
What about the piece of bread?
Is.
Did you ever do
yeah.
the piece of bread?
Our handful of crackers. A piece of bread or a piece of toast. Airborne, people say, you know, those airborne cold medicine tablets, vitamins, all whatever you
Powerade.
Believe is what cures a hangover. Have that sitting in one spot on your counter so when you walk home, you can have your...
That still, to me, sounds like an older person's remedy.
So not on the
list. No, it's not a remedy. I don't think you're...
I think you can give the... but at 21, you would never do it.
You don't care.
You don't think about it. Good morning, George. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I have two. One, for guys, they have to have a body shot that night. I mean, you're not 21 if you haven't gotten body shot. And there are plenty of places in Atlanta where there's Coyote Ugly and all of these places that can pay for it. So you won't have any problem finding that.
Keep talking.
Sí, muy bien.
Then the second one is for the hangover, Pedialyte. You have to buy it before. Because
oh, that's
you buy it
a
at the
good
supermarket.
One.
Pedialyte.
That's great for us, but no 21-year-old's going to grocery store to get Pedialyte.
But I think this is important. Like, I think we can put this down for them.
I don't know.
Because at 21, I would have looked at those and I would have laughed at
but
them.
That's not,
I barely
like,
have
yeah,
enough
yeah,
money
but,
for
but
our
but
shot.
We're not creating the idiot's guide for the 21-year-old. We are putting stuff in the idiot's guide that they should know. Whether or not they take the advice is irrelevant.
I don't know. Hey, TK.
Hi.
Hey.
I learned something very valuable right before I went out for my 21st birthday, and that was beer before liquor, and you've never been sicker. Liquor before beer, and you're in the clear.
Have they proven that to be true?
No
way. I felt the after effects of doing it the wrong way once, so I'll tell you from my experience that would be true. But in another place, if you're going out on your 21st birthday and you've got underage friends, we always enjoy going to Taco Mac and starting a passport. So get them all kinds of different beers.
Starting a passport. That's great. Passport of different beers from different places.
Oh,
yeah.
If you drink
100, I think it is 100. You different types of beer, you get your name on a plaque and 16 ounces of beer instead of 12 whenever you go there.
Wow.
This is what I'm talking about right here.
Yeah,
this is 21 right here.
On that.
Thank you.
You know that liquor before beer and all that stuff. I read recently in a magazine about all those old wives' tales about liquor before beer. Don't mix colors. All that. There's only one of them that's true. There's only one hangover and alcohol-related legend that's true. Any guesses?
Sugar or water. Keep drinking water to keep yourself hydrated.
Nope.
What?
It is the higher quality vodka.
Huh?
Gives you vodka does give you a less hangover, and the higher quality of the vodka, the less hangover you have.
Oh yeah,
that's well that's with any
distilled more.
I think that's with any type. Nope. Like if you get a better quality wine.
Nope, just vodka. That's the only one that they prove true. The higher quality, the only place where you can control your hangover is if you're a vodka drinker. Vodka drinkers have less of a hangover, and the higher quality vodka gives you a better hangover.
Well, if you're 21, you can't afford the higher quality.
Right, right, so. Exactly.
Go to the well, people.
Go to the
Hey, Kathy, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey there, guys.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, my tip is kind of nasty. It's really only for girls, and it's to wear a panty liner that night or some sort of panty protection because there's always going to be a lineup at the bathroom.
So you want to be prepared to wet yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Be prepared if
not going to make it.
Sprinkle a little bit.
Have you peed on yourself?
Yeah.
And I say it with kind of a sense of pride, actually.
Like, yeah, hasn't everybody?
Thank you.
It is. It's part of the rite of passage.
Hey, thanks for calling. Don't hang out with us.
Do not go to Vision on Saturday night.
Gotta go right now.
Erin, good morning.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
Hi. My suggestion for people turning 21 is not to take a shot called the cement mixer.
Okay.
It is one of those two-part shots. One part of it is like a Bailey's, something really creamy, and the other part is like a tequila with lime in it.
Man,
and you
nice.
Put them in there, and you swish it in your mouth, and it curdles.
Yeah.
And yeah, don't. It's one of those shots that if they don't take it with you, don't take it. It's not a good one.
Yeah, I think that's a rule of life. Don't put anything in your mouth that curdles.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with the 21st birthday.
At all.
And I'll give you another one, even though here's something that you should
I wish
only
I could save that somehow.
Here's the only thing that you should do on your 21st birthday, and it is appropriate at no other time. And I challenge anyone to find a time when this is acceptable, doing a shot that you set on fire. Like, the only time that I think that's okay is on your 21st birthday.
I don't trust myself even to do that on my 21st birthday. Good morning, Tanya. Last call. What's up?
Hey, I was wondering where you get the list. My 21st birthday is next Saturday, and I wanted to read through it.
Watch out. Yeah, you can just go to allthehitsq100.com, go to the Burt Show page, and after the show today, we'll have it up there, and you'll see the Idiot's Guide link to the list. And I'll give there's a lot of things on the list. I'll go through it really quickly right now. One, eat dinner. Be sure and eat dinner before you go out to get a good base. Stay away from sugary drinks because you'll be more hungover with them. Go to the liquor store and demand them to check your ID because now you're legal. Don't mix colors in your drinking because you'll be hugging the toilet later if you do. Please have a designated driver. Don't start too early because then the evening will end early. Schedule having the next day of work off because you're going to feel bad. If someone buys you a shot, have them take one too so that not everybody in the bar is giving you a shot. Have a piece. This is funny. I've never done this. Have a piece of paper with you and then sign it after every drink so you see
funny.
How worse your signature gets as the evening goes along.
You should do
great.
That with Geller on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And we'll put the list up on the website.
I think that's awesome.
Oh, I got to remember that. If you see me at Vision, remind me of that. I'll bring a piece of paper or something.
Jen had
what
a good,
do you do? Just write your name?
Yeah.
Just signature.
And then maybe the time?
Yeah.
Maybe, okay. And then Jen had a good one about women. Please don't wear a skirt that night because you don't want to flash everybody because you're going to end up on the floor sometime. Going into the night as if it will be the worst night of your life, not the best. Put a trash bag in your purse if you're a woman or somewhere in the car, maybe for the ride home because you might be filling it up. Do I put the beer before liquor thing on the website?
I don't know that it's ever been proven. I mean, it's a... Everybody knows the same, but I'm not sure it's, if you're 21, you don't care anyway.
Right, exactly. All
so
right,
I don't
so
think
we're
going to
X
on.
That out. And this last one, if you will elaborate, because I wasn't quite sure what he meant, to have a watchdog.
Just
having somebody that's like your ally.
What are they watching out for?
Well, just so you don't kill yourself.
Have a watchdog.
I mean, somebody has to be there, and because sometimes it's not can get pretty dangerous. Someone's got to go, okay. Enough is enough.
All right,
we got to pour this guy out of here.
So again, all of those will be on the website, allthehitsq100.com. Go to the Burt Show page and you'll see it after.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.